اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Saddiq al-Minshawi. He was a prominent Egyptian reciter who was very fond of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, and he was greatly moved by his recitations. Moreover, he was fond of listening to all of the reciters of his time. In his free time, he would tune into different radio stations to listen to the recitations of different reciters. Sheikh Muhammad Saddiq al-Minshawi, in addition to various recitations, recorded a compilation of the whole Quran in both Murattal and Mujawwad styles. Now let's listen to Sheikh Muhammad Saddiq al-Minshawi reciting Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses 63-68, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Then we revealed to Moses, saying, Strike the sea with your stick. And it parted, and each separate part became like the huge, firm mass of a mountain. Then we brought near the others to that place. And we saved Moses and all those with him. Then we drowned the others. Verily in this is a sign, yet most of them are not believers. And verily, your Lord is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فكان كل فرق
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was a recitation of Surah Al-Shu'ara, verses 63-68 by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi began his recitation with Maqam Bayati. The first time he recited verse 63, it was in Maqam Bayati. The second time was in Maqam Nahawand, and he continued his recitation in this Maqam until the end of his recitation, which was verse 68. And he was reciting in Hafs, then he used the method of Warsh an Nafir. But like we've said before, most of the rules of Tajweed across the different Qira'at and the Riwayat is the same for the most part. There are some differences, but the basics are the same. For example, we have the same makharij of huruf. There's no difference in the places of articulation. Okay. And the manners of articulation are also the same. We have ikhfa, we have iqlab, we have ilhar, and idgham. These are all the same across the riwayat and qira'at.
Both vowels and consonants have the same?
Yeah, they're the same. Because it's Arabic, so just sometimes the rules are different.
Sometimes I think the vowel changes when taqlil happens, for example.
Okay, yes. The vowel does not change. The way that the vowel is pronounced changes. And this is only for fatha and aliful mat.
Mm-hmm.
In warsh, we have something called taqlil, which is something which is in between a fatha and kasra, even though it's more like a fatha.
So the manner of the articulation of the vowel changes.
Yes. For example, in Warsh, Musa is pronounced Musa. Musa. And even in, we have another qira'a, Hamza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the two riwayas of Hamza, they have a lot of imala. Imala means that it's halfway between fatha and kasra.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, for example, in the word adaraka, we have adarika. This is imala.
That's okay? Right.
It sounds in between, it's like a vowel which is in between a fatha and kasra. It's a lot more inclined toward kasra than taqlil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have these differences. But like I said, most of the rules of tajweed are the same. Let's go over them.
So let's talk about common rules.
Yes. And I like how Sheikh Minshawi pronounced the blad in the phrase anil-lurib. You have to hold the blad whenever it is sakin, without qalqala, while applying istitala and tafkhim. This is really difficult. If you say anil dorib, that's incorrect. It's not anil dorib. You have to say anil dorib. You have to hold the lot a little bit. Just like how Sheikh Minshawi pronounced the lot. Then we have bi'asaka. Bi'asaka. We have
sod.
Tafkhim of the letter sod in all the riwayas.
The highest level.
The highest level of tafkhim because it has aliful mad. Tafkhim of the letters of isti'la are pharyngealized. Okay, we have seven letters of
isti'la.
They are, we have sod, lod, ta,
wa,
qaf, kha,
ghain.
And ghain. These are seven letters of isti'la. They have to always be pronounced with tafkhim at varying levels of, you know, the level of tafkhim could be different depending on the vowel and or sukun. But we always have tafkhim. Okay? Right. Just the level might change.
You always have thickness and the raise of the tone.
So how do we apply tafkhim for the letters of istila? We have pharyngealization. The root of the tongue raises toward the pharynx.
Mm-hmm.
All.
In addition to the actually body of the tongue sometimes.
Yes, for the four letters, sad, lad, ba, and wa, we have itabaq. Okay?
Yes.
And this includes velarization as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another rule, which is, it's actually very unusual, is the word firqin. Even though the ra is sakin and preceded by a letter with a kasra, in Hafs an Asim and most qira'at, you have to pronounce actually. I think you have a choice in Hafs, I'm not sure. But you could definitely pronounce it with tafkhim, okay?
Yes.
It's more common to pronounce the ra with tafkhim because there's a letter of istirla after the ra.
That's right. Another example might be qirtas.
Yes. And another one, Surah Al-Fajr, we have mirsad. Yes. And the qaf of this word has to be pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a tanwinul kasr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
Firqin kattawd. And then we have ikhfa. So up to now, it's the same in all qira'at. We have ikhfa in the exact same way across the different qira'at and riwayat.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق